I slowly scrambled to my feet and stood on the edge of the sigil. The sight of my weakened and cowering sister flashed into my mind, and I realized now what had been done. I looked at Colthurst. She was a lure, wasn't she? He nodded sympathetically in my direction.
Sadly so. Such a shame. She always was a lovely girl.
I could feel the rage bubbling up inside of me, and I wanted to leap over the granite podium in front of me and choke Colthurst. The only thing keeping me still was knowing that it would do nothing. Are we true individuals, or do we all conform? What makes us remember, and why do we forget? How can we really measure intelligence? Questions like these underpin the work of the world's major thinkers and experimenters in the fascinating field of psychology. Written in plain English, the psychology book is packed with pithy explanations that cut through the jargon, diagrams that untangle knotty theories, memorable quotes, and witty illustrations that play with our perceptions and beliefs. Whether you're completely new to psychology, fully engaged as a student, or an armchair expert, you'll find plenty to intrigue and stimulate you inside this book. Babbity Rabbity and Her Cackling Stump. A long time ago, in a land far away, there was a kingdom ruled by a foolish king who decided that he should be the only one to have magical powers. He formed an army, which he called the Brigade of Witch Hunters, and armed them with black hounds. At the same time, he wanted an instructor in magic, so he made calls for a wizard or witch from one of the nearby villages to teach him. Of course, nobody dared to volunteer, except for a cunning charlatan who had no magical powers.